the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Wall Street Journal reporter and Princeton native Evan Gershkovich is coming home after 16 months in a Russian prison. The United States and Russia completed the biggest prisoner swap since the collapse of the Soviet Union that has released four Americans, including Gershkovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. President Joe Biden, addressing the nation from the White House Thursday afternoon, confirmed the swap has taken place in Turkey, and they're on their way back to their families.
Today, we're bringing home Paul, Evan, also Vladimir. Three American citizens, one American green card holder. All four have been imprisoned unjustly in Russia.
Gershkovich, who graduated from Princeton High School, and Whelan were both convicted on espionage charges that the U.S. has long claimed were baseless. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said he was thrilled Gershkovich has been freed. A New Jersey man who officials say caused chaos on an American Airlines flight last month appears in court today. Authorities say 26-year-old Eric Gapko tried to open the doors of a plane that was heading to Dallas from Seattle. Federal prosecutors say the pilot was forced to make an emergency landing after he propositioned a flight attendant for sex and locked himself in the bathroom. And the crew had to put him in flexible restraints, and he's been charged with interference of a flight crew and attempted damage to an aircraft. Around one in four New Jersey workers aren't guaranteed to still have a job after returning from paid family leave, according to a new study from the Rutgers Center for Women and Work. Adisa Lojos Valentino, a pediatric social worker, says lacking paid leave protections as a new mother took away a vital safety net from her family.
It was an overwhelming sense of anxiety and stress that sometimes, sadly to say, overshadowed what should have been a precious moment of bonding with my new baby.
Advocates with New Jersey Citizen Action are calling on the state legislature to expand paid leave protections so more mothers can properly care for their newborns. Cops are looking for a man on an e-bike who allegedly groped three women in Hoboken on Tuesday afternoon. Hoboken police would not confirm if the incidents involved the same person, but two of the victims believe it was. The suspect is said to be in his late 20s. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. A heat advisory is in effect. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I can't stress enough how disgustingly humid our air is going to be through this weekend. Dew points in the mid-70s, that is tropical, that is suffocating, and it makes this heat wave far more uncomfortable and more hazardous than it would have been otherwise. Expect a few clouds tonight, maybe an isolated shower. Definitely steamy out there. Lows only fall into the mid-70s. Tomorrow, 90 to 95 with a mix of clouds and sun. There could be a pop-up shower at any time. The best chance for a wave of scattered thunderstorms will be tomorrow night. Really humid and still hot for Saturday. Mostly cloudy. Highs around 90. A few showers and thunderstorms around, especially late day. Sunday, the chance of showers and thunderstorms will continue, especially early and late. Partly sunny, 85 to 90. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Rockaway 91, Franklin 95, Beach Haven 84. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.